Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. I love this quote from your book. You said, I have been stretched way beyond my comfort zone a lot lately, beyond what I thought the elasticity of my heart and mind and some days even my reputation could take. Interestingly enough, it's become much more comfortable. And I think there's something about the stretching process that does make us more pliable in this hand and yet more tough against some of the onslaught of the world. So do this for me. Make the distinction between a busyness, kind of like some of those listeners said, that just don't have a purpose behind it, so there's no life in it, and a busyness that you, a good tired, when you drop in bed, I bet you're a good tired right now. So, make the distinction for us.
Well, several of your listeners said it so well. As a matter of fact, one of them reminded me of the Frederick Buechner quote, and I love that one, Susie. I know you know it, where it says, our calling as believers is where our greatest passion and the world's greatest need collide. And so I think whatever God has wired you to do, you know, in this season of my life, he's wired me to shepherd this five-year-old who needs a mama, needs a lot of love. And so there's balls I'm dropping. I told Natalie today, I said, I have said no to so many commitments I would have said yes to 3 months ago, because she's my priority right now. It's Jesus and Missy. Now, that will change. As she gets in school and she gets more settled, I'll be able to take some of the time I'm focusing on her, and I'll put that back into some writing projects. You know, I'll put that back into to things that I really am called to and I'm committed to. But I think our, you know, our energy will, the Lord will shift our energy. If you're listening to the Spirit, again, it goes back to that promise in Isaiah that he'll tell us when to turn right and turn left. You know, there's going to be seasons that you're going to be put a tremendous amount of energy into certain people and certain callings that God has given you. And he's always going to use your gifts. And, you know, I'm a gabber. You can tell because I can never even hit your commercial time mark. So, of course, that's you know, just exacerbated by the fact that I'm caffeinated over the new moon about Missy and grew up Baptist. So that's like three strikes against
perfect.
You as far as being long-winded. But, you know, he always, because I'm a gabber, I'm probably always going to be in a venue of encouraging, of sharing the gospel, of telling stories about Jesus. But my energy is going to be more focused on some projects than others, depending on what God's called me to that season. So it's like my overall gifting and calling will be in the same direction. But I think wisdom is knowing, okay, where do I say no and it honors the Lord, and where do I say yes and it honors the Lord? And so, I'm definitely burning the candle at both ends in being her mom right now, especially being an older single parent. But I do fall asleep just absolutely fulfilled, and he gives me the grace to keep going. But I have hired someone to travel with me. I do am now starting to use a babysitter. You see, I'm using wisdom even there. Or trying to. I shouldn't say I'm using wisdom, but I'm kind of a kindergartner when it comes to wisdom for resting. But I think it's good for her to have a mom who's not so stretched that I do lose all my elasticity.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.